yeah, so litchi.
Oi!
Shoot. Yeah, so litchi. You know, I haven't quite done it on with the DJI yet, and I don't know if you can for sure, but you can program in. Oh, well done. You go into a wood now. You can program in a mission, and you do this on the Litchi website. And it utilizes Google Maps. And what happens is you can set waypoints and points of interest. So the waypoints are the bits or the points that the drone flies to. And the points of interest are what it says on the tin. Things that you're interested in as it goes along. Murphy? Yeah, so you can control speed, elevation, yaw, and also what it's to do at the point of interest. So you can you can arc around it, you can circle it, with a bit of careful organizing, arranging, programming, you know, of the app, you can get to a point of interest and fly up and down. And so I've done that as far as something very basic is concerned. And basically what you do is, you can do it on the app as well, but it's better on the big screen. It's easy to create the mission. Whew, it's warm. So yeah, so you create the mission after creating your, well, I say create a profile on litchi.com or something, whatever it is. Come on. And yeah, create a mission, save it, then log in your profile on the Litchi app on your phone or tablet, whatever's connected to the Mavix controller, because that device has to be connected to the controller in order to perform or view more functions, see where your drone is, whatnot, on a map or a satellite image. Then you upload the mission. The mission then gets sent to the Litchi app and then sends it to the drone. Hit the go button, so to speak. Yeah. Hit the go button and it'll automatically go and do its thing. Now this feature, or that, you know, the feature of automatically doing things, was outlawed when quadcopters went on sale. Get out of the water. Come on, go. Come on. Maggie, come on. Oh, God. Only because it's muddy. It's ridiculous. Yeah, so it was outlawed because they didn't want this automatic feature. But now it's available. And it's really good. It's really interesting, really handy. So you can, and you don't need to do a loop, so to speak, you know. You can do something quite basic. you know, even just one waypoint if you wanted. Yeah, so it's good. The camera on the Mavic, as tiny as it is, it's just fantastic. The quality is phenomenal. Little 4K camera, because as some of you are aware, DJI, you had to have a GoPro or similar when DJI first started producing drones. Then they produced their own camera, which is just phenomenally, the quality is just incredible, it really is. And it's a really small thing, but it's really delicate, especially on their gimbal. I do remember when they first brought out, when they first brought out the ability to fix the GoPro, you could have it fixed, you know, in a standard roll, just fixed on, or you could buy their gimbal. Their gimbal was like 700 quid, but now all of their drones, with exception of the high-end options, where high-end drones where you've got an option to have a camera or not, but like the Phantom, the Mavic, the Spark, and I think there's another one, they've all got the cameras on there. They've all got their DJ cameras fixed, and to be honest, I think they're perfectly all right. And they're bigger drones, the Octocopters. I think the Inspire uses an Osmo. Is it Osmo? Is it DJI Osmo? I think it uses that camera. But definitely the bigger ones, the huge things that are like a meter in diameter, wings, arm span, rotor, not rotor span, but you know what I mean. You can stick a DSLR in there. But yeah, it's a bloody handy thing to have, and I'll get it fixed, and we'll take it from there. And I created a YouTube channel, Mavic Man Rich, if you want to go and have a look. It's just got some raw footage up there that I was just testing to see how long would take up. It's raw. In uncompressed as far as come on Molly, uncompressed as far as I haven't done anything else with it. I've quite literally dragged the footage off the SD card, put it into Final Cut Pro and exported it. So if there's anything has happened to it, it's happened then, but I haven't deliberately changed anything. So it was a 4 GB file, and if you go and view it, it's the race course where I live. I was flying it around there. So yeah, I can't wait to have it fixed. I'm waiting on the Drone Works to send me they're sorting the postage out, is what I mean to say. So I'm waiting for them to get that to me. And that's that. So from up at the top of, I can't remember what this hill's called, but I'm looking over across to, they're not the Hambleton Hill, I don't know what those hills are called, I really need to have a look. I'm looking across the Vale, it's the Vale of Mowbray, really. A lot of people call it the Vale of York, but it's not, it's the Vale of Mowbray. So I'm looking across that. Huge expanse. I'll see you later.